Kim Janey, who became Boston's acting mayor just last week, is already using her authority to push new policies to promote racial equity and fairness. And if she decides to join the race to be the city's next elected mayor, it gives her an advantage over other candidates for mayor. But, as WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us now, being an acting mayor can also present some challenges.
Just ask Marvin Pratt. Back in 2004, Pratt was the president of the City Council of Milwaukee, just like Kim Janey was in Boston. Then the mayor of Milwaukee stepped down with 3 months left in his term.
So I became the acting mayor.
Just like Janey. And like Janey, Pratt was his city's first African-American mayor. He says the title of acting mayor is both a blessing and a bit of a burden. On the one hand, it means you're in charge, you're the mayor. But on the other, it means you could be seen as a lame duck. So Pratt has some advice for acting mayor Janey.
She is the mayor, and as mayor, my advice to her is get rid of the acting part. Because I used to say, I'm not acting. You know, this is the real deal here, you know.
Janey seems to be heeding that advice. On her first day in office last week, she updated her Twitter bio, calling herself the 55th mayor of Boston. Not acting, doing. And she's doing a lot. Visiting the school where she was bused to as a little girl, holding press conferences, pushing her agenda on racial equity. Here she is last week announcing her first initiative, grants to nonprofits to help Bostonians get vaccinated, targeting those hardest hit by the pandemic.
We know that people of color are more likely to get COVID-19, and if they do, they are more likely to die.
But under Boston City Charter, the powers of an acting mayor may be limited. For example, Janey can't make permanent appointments. And the charter says an acting mayor can only take action in urgent matters that can't be delayed until after the next election. Sam Tyler, retired now, was the longtime head of the watchdog group, the Boston Municipal Research Bureau. He says Janey can't launch a big building project, for example.
She's been very much involved with public education in Boston, for example, and she felt that there was a need for a new school in Mattapan. That's something that could wait. She wouldn't be able to initiate that kind of work.
But there's a lot she can do, especially in a city like Boston, which has a strong mayor. There's no city manager, so the mayor calls the shots. So says Catherine Lusk, who co-directs Boston University's Initiative on Cities. Lusk says even an acting mayor retains lots of power, including over the city budget, not to mention the power to persuade.
Most mayors, really good, effective mayors, will ignore what's written down and understand that they have a platform.
Lusk says a good example was Boston's longest-serving mayor, who began as an acting mayor, Tom Menino. Lusk worked for Menino, and she says as an acting mayor, he understood right away that he had real power, and he used it.
One of the things he would even talk about anecdotally and actually talks about in his book was the decision to freeze the water rates, which were climbing quite precipitously in Boston. And people said, well, you don't have the authority to freeze the water rates. And he said, well, sure I do. I'm freezing the water rates.
Menino's approach as acting mayor might offer Janey a roadmap.
Yeah, I think Mayor Menino was able to capture the attention of the entire city in a short period of time. She'll have to do the same.
That's Michael Curry, the former head of the Boston NAACP, who believes Janey is in a good position to do just that. Janey says she'll decide in the coming weeks if she'll enter the race for mayor, and if she does, Curry says she'll have a big advantage.
She gets to be mayoral for the next several months as others are campaigning and trying to lift up a vision for what they would do if they were to have that seat. She actually has the seat.
But of course, that's no guarantee she'll win. When acting Mayor Pratt of Milwaukee ran for election, he finished first in a crowded primary, but then lost to Tom Barrett, a white former congressman who remains mayor to this day. Unlike Janey, Pratt says he had less than 3 months as acting mayor while also campaigning to keep the job.
I did not have enough time to do that, to put mine together. Well, let me put it like this. I wish I would have had the time that she has.
If Janey decides to run, she'll have 6 months until the primary, 8 months until the election in November to show what she can do as mayor. Right after she was sworn in last week, Janie says she intends to do a lot.
We are in a pandemic, and I will use every opportunity. I will use my authority as mayor and the power that comes with that office to ensure that we are doing everything we can for the residents of Boston.
Asked if she was concerned about any limits on her power as acting mayor, Janie replied, not at all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.